Now, it's not only important to do this kind of celebration by myself, I also want to do it with the people that I'm the closest with. Because even there, it's very easy to get so caught up in so many things that we don't just stop and celebrate. For example, in many of the families that I work with, they'll stop before eating a meal to say grace and give thanks for the food. But I ask them, do you do the same to stop and give thanks for what people in the family have done that is enriching your life? And sadly, most of them tell me no. So I have been recommending to families that I work with to consider the option of taking some time every day, not out of duty, obligation, have to, but out of the desire to celebrate how you can enrich one another's lives. My wife and I take time every morning before we go off into the world to have this opportunity to stop and express openly what the other has done that has enriched our life, and to tell them as best we can how it enriched our life. What a wonderful way to start the day. And I tell people to look at their work setting. Are they expressing gratitude and receiving gratitude in their workplace? And in many of the places that I work, they just can't even imagine it. For example, I was working in a big business in Madison, Wisconsin. And after 3 days of showing them how nonviolent communication could help them in dealing with all the conflicts they were having within departments and between departments, toward the end, we did a little session on gratitude. And after showing them how to express and receive gratitude in a nonviolent communication way, I ask them, do you take time, any time in your meetings, to express gratitude? And they a couple of the people laughed, because even the thought of doing that seemed strange to them. And the director of the program said to me, Marshall, we've got so many things to deal with each week in our meetings that it's hard for us to figure out what to put in the agenda. So we don't have time, you know, to stop and express gratitude. I went back a month later to that company, and before the day began, I was sitting in the director's office. And I asked him, I said, how are things going? Has the training helped in dealing with the conflicts that you were having? And he thought for a moment and said, oh, yeah, Marshall, the training's really helped in dealing with those conflicts. But to tell you the truth, Marshall, you know what really helped the most? Do you remember you suggested that we take some time out of every meeting and express gratitude? I said, yes, I remember very clearly that I suggested that, and you didn't seem too happy with that idea. He said, no, I wasn't. I really saw so much that had to get done. But an associate of mine, he really liked the idea, and he kept bugging me. The next 3 days, he would say, hey, why not that? Why not that? You know, we can make time for it. So I finally said, okay. And we took 10 minutes at the beginning of our meeting just to give people a chance to express gratitude before we got into all of the hard stuff. He said, now, Marshall, we're up to 20 minutes. We found that when we take that much time to stop and slow down and celebrate what's being done and how it's enriching our lives, we find that even then when we get into the hard stuff, it is so much more productive. So while we're on this subject of gratitude, I would like to express my deep gratitude that you have taken this time to hear what I've had to offer. I've been offering you that which is very precious in my life, and it's quite a gift that you have given me your presence to receive this. And I hope that these sessions have strengthened your awareness of the preciousness of connection that is possible for us at any time with any person. A precious connection that I like is described beautifully for me in the following song. And the song is Revelation. I stand with you in wonder, and somewhere from the past, a phrase that tells about a burning bush comes flashing through my mind. You'd smile if I should call you a flaming revelation, and yet that you reveal to me your feelings and needs honestly is giving of a shining sacred kind. Stilled before your gift of self, before the presence you present, I hear the ancient image speak. You stand on holy ground, remembering that barefoot is appropriate for such a place. I laugh with joy to cast aside the heavy shoes that hold and hide, and suddenly I dance with newfound grace. As you have given to me, so I expose the depths of self to you. Somehow we are one in love, yet both of us are free. To touch is not to hold, to burn with life is not to be consumed. To reverence the mystery of human personality is to encounter word made flesh indeed.
This concludes the Nonviolent Communication Training Course with Marshall Rosenberg. Music by Stephen McNamara. For more information on the work of Marshall Rosenberg, please visit the World Wide Web at www.cnvc.org. If you would like to order additional copies of this audio learning series or to receive a complete catalog of wisdom teachings for the inner life, please contact Sounds True, www.soundstrue.com, or call Sounds True, 1-800-333-9185, or write the Sounds True catalog, P.O. Box 8010, Boulder, Colorado, 80306. Thank you for listening.